West Virginia's House congressional delegation, two Republicans and one Democrat, are all frustrated about the government being shut down, but for different reasons. Congressman Nick Rahal, the lone Democrat in the bunch, says it's an issue of a minority of Republicans who have gotten in the way.
The kids are going to have to leave the room and let the adults run the show. These extreme demands of the right wing just cannot be allowed to hijack the normal government processes. We're talking about a continuing resolution. That means the continuing functions of government.
Rahal says he's unsure how long this shutdown will last, but he hopes it ends soon. He expects the longer it is allowed to continue, the deeper the damage to the nation's economy.
And if it continues, will affect even more and more of our economy and people's lives. It did not have to happen. This is unheralded in the annals of American history and just totally unreasonable and unfair to the American people.
The biggest reason a shutdown occurred is because of continued wrangling over the effects of the Affordable Health Care Act. Second District Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito hopes House Republicans can work together to pass a bill that the Senate can accept to get things moving again. She doesn't see the tactic of tying changes in the Affordable Care Act to a bill paying for government operations working.
The plain answer is it hasn't worked, and so I don't think there's an indication that it will work. But there may be areas of consensus, whether it's getting rid of the subsidies for members of Congress, where we're put in a special class where everybody else in the country is not in this class in terms of buying off of the exchanges, whether it's something like that. I still think the individual mandate needs to be looked at, although today is the first day. And that may be in full force too much.
Capito says she's hoping compromise can prevail and Congress can find its way out of the situation. She points out even if Congress manages to pass a short-term bill to pay for government operations, it will be back in the same boat debating what she calls these very difficult issues. But both Capito and Rahal, along with Congressman David McKinley in the 1st District, have other issues to worry about, too. West Virginia houses a number of federal facilities, including training centers in the Eastern Panhandle, like the National Conservation Training Center, national parks in Harpers Ferry and the New River Gorge, the Kanaan National Wildlife Refuge, and the National Forest. Capito says she's already hearing from constituents who are affected by the shutdown, whose jobs at these facilities have been affected.
I mean, I'm concerned about any family that that is a federal employee that is in danger of losing their salaries or for a day or a week or any period of time. I mean, that's difficult for families. And we have a lot of federal employees in West Virginia, and I want to protect them as best I can.
Rahal says he is hearing the same concerns in his district.
I recognize that many government employees are living paycheck to paycheck. They have mortgages to meet. They have bills to pay for themselves and their families.
In a statement provided to West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Congressman David McKinley says the United States Senate is at fault. He said, quote, "When the Republicans pushed for a bipartisan committee to begin negotiations to end this government shutdown, Harry Reid and the Democratic-controlled Senate slammed the door and locked it on reopening the government by refusing to talk." He adds, "House Republicans remain committed to ending this government shutdown and fighting to protect the American people from Obamacare. It's time for the Senate to join us at the negotiating table to achieve fairness for all." Cecilia Mason contributed to this report. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.